Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Good morning, friends all over the world. I'm so happy to have you once more again in today's show, and I want you to understand that your life will never be the same. Thank you for coming. I love you so much. Today's Friday. When I was a baby, I used to hear a program that's called Thank God Today's Friday. Everybody loves it. And I want you to understand that as long as you've come into fellowship with me today, your life will never, never be the same. Your life will never be the same. I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready. I want you to know that it is possible for your day to be blessed. All the power has been given to you to make it a blessing. It's your choice. It's your choice. So today I want to talk about the greatest story ever told. When you know this story, you now know that it is possible to have a blessed day. The greatest story ever told. I want you to understand that there's something so special about Jesus Christ. He's a lovely Father. He's a lovely Father. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life, we shall have abundant life, we shall have blessed life. Do you understand? He sent his only begotten Son, which his name is Jesus. For you to have a blessed day, you need to recognize this in your life. That when you have Jesus in your life, he makes the day blessed. He knows how to make the day blessed. He knows how to fix things for you. So I want you to understand Jesus is a lovely Father who cared for every one of us. So if you have that in your mind as the first thing as you get up, you know, you have a friend that will never disappoint you. Do you know that even your husband can disappoint you? Do you know, even your mother can disappoint you, even your father can disappoint you. Do you know, even your friend, the one you call your best friend, can disappoint you. But I'm giving you full assurance that if you trust and you really rely on Jesus as your friend, he will never, never disappoint you. He will never leave you alone. No matter the circumstances you find yourself, Jesus will always be there with you to comfort you. Do you know that? So as you wake up in the morning, you always need to greet him and say, good morning, Jesus. He hears you when you call his name. And then, good morning, Jesus Christ, he will also answer you by good morning. Do you know this is spiritual? That's why everything we do is by faith. When you operate by faith, you begin to see miraculous things begin to happen in your life. Do you understand? Make Jesus your best friend in the morning. The first thing in the morning, make him your best friend. You just call his name and bless him and say, good morning, Jesus, he will answer you. Do you understand? Let him be your number one in the morning. The greatest story being told, ever told, the greatest story ever told. I want to take you to the Bible. There's a place in the Bible I want to really show you something. I want to show you something in the Bible. In John Gospel chapter 11, the Bible talks about a certain man that was sick, and his name was called Lazarus. His name was called Lazarus. This man was sick. And the sisters of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, because they were friends to Jesus, or this family were friends to Jesus, so they sent to Jesus Christ and said, look, your friend whom you love is sick. Jesus didn't immediately realize. He relaxed for 2 days. Relaxed with his disciples. So as he relaxed, after the 2 days, he now told his disciples, he said, okay. He said, now, let us go to Judea. Let us go unto Judea again. Let us go there. They want to visit Lazarus' family because Lazarus is sleeping. In the real sense, what he was talking about was that Lazarus is dead. So his disciple, one of his disciples said, okay, Lazarus is sleeping. Yeah, that's good. It's good to rest. But that wasn't what Jesus was talking about. If you look at verse 9, he said, let's start from 7. He said, then after that he said to his disciple, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and go thou thither again. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Is it because he so loved that family? Even though the people of Jews, they were trying to kill Jesus Christ because they didn't like his message. They didn't like what he was doing. They were trying to kill him. The people of Judea, they were trying to kill him. But because he so loved this family, because Jesus so loved you, no matter your situation, whatever, he doesn't mind. He said, the Bible said that he didn't care. They said, look, this people wanted to stone you today. Why do you still want to go to this family? But I want you to understand, Jesus said, no, we still got to go. We still got to go. But there's something I want you to really understand. In John chapter 11, verse 4, Jesus said, when Jesus heard this, about the sickness of Lazarus, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might glorify thereby. That your problem is not unto death. The problem you're facing today, I want you to understand that Jesus knows it. Jesus knows that your problem. He knows that your situation. That situation is for the glory of God. God wants to promote you. God wants to bless you. So you don't need to murmur. You don't need to know. Maybe God doesn't like me. No. God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Bible says, if you read down, Jesus went to Judea. And when he went down there, Lazarus was dead. Lazarus was dead. For 4 good days, he was dead. 4 good days means to some people that there's no hope of coming back to life. Is your situation look so hard that it looks so impossible that it can be revived again? That is my question today. What makes you so sad this morning? It looks as if it can never, you cannot come back to life again. Is it because you lost in your business? Is it because you lost somebody in your family? What is the real thing that is really bothering you today? But I want you to understand, Jesus is right there with you. Jesus is right there in that your situation. Jesus is right there in that your family. Jesus is right there because God wants to glorify himself in you. Do you understand? God in heaven wants to glorify himself in you. I'm assuring you that today you have a blessed day. That this is the day the Lord has made for you. Mary and Martha, they didn't even know. They just thought, oh, Jesus is coming to cry with them, to weep with them, to mourn with them. They didn't know Jesus came with another agenda. The agenda of Jesus was to raise the dead. He is not there to compromise with the dead. He comes to raise the dead. Is your business dead? Jesus has the power to raise it, to revive it again. Is your family dead? Is your marriage dead? Jesus is there to bring life into it again. Is that your situation dead? It is dead already. It looks impossible. But Jesus, this is the story. This is the greatest story ever told, that Jesus can revive any situation. He can turn any impossibility to become possible. He said, only if you can believe. If only you can believe. But I know that even now, he said, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him the merits are still in their hands. They said, matter unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Verse 21, if you were here, my brother would have not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Friend, Jesus is talking to somebody this morning that your situation shall rise again. That your family will have life again. Do you understand? That your business will have life again today. It will have life again if only you can believe. Jesus said unto her, he said, Mother said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe that your situation can have life again? I'm speaking to you right now. Do you believe God can give you joy again in your marriage? Do you believe God can give you joy again? A lasting joy that will never end. You got to believe. All things are possible to them that believe. When Jesus went to the tomb, because Lazarus died for 3 days, when Jesus went to the tomb, when he went there, he wept. As he wept, he groaned in the spirit. He told him to roll away the stone. Roll away that stone. That stone that hardens the heart of wood. That stone that makes this man not to live. That stone of that grave. He said, roll away that stone. And he groaned in the spirit. He was so mad with death. He was so mad. God is so mad in that situation. He groaned and called out and said, Lazarus, come forth. Immediately, Lazarus came forth alive. Nobody brought him. He came by himself out from the grave. Today, in the name of Jesus, I'm commanding every dead things in your life. I want you to have life again. In the name of Jesus, as he commanded Lazarus to come out of the grave, everything that belongs to you, I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, will come in hundredfold, back in hundredfold. He commanded Lazarus to come out. And when Lazarus came out, he was with his grave clothes. That's what the Bible says. He was with the grave clothes. And he said, loose him and let him go. Today, God is speaking to that situation. He said, loose and let it go. He said, whatever we lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. I command that this thing to loose. Every chain of the wicked against your life today. Every chain of the wicked that brings sadness into your life today. I command it to loose and let you go. If only you can believe, you will see the mighty hand of God. Let me give you one good news. I'm going to read John chapter 15, then we close for today. I'm giving you good news. You, wherever you are this morning, I want you to have that confidence that Jesus is with you. Jesus is in your situation. He has called that situation and said, enough is enough. So begin to be happy. Begin to dance. Look for music and play. Begin to dance. Dance! Because God has answered your prayer. All those prayers you've been praying for, all those things you've been asking God for, today I'm giving you the assurance that your prayers have been answered. This is your day with the Lord. It is possible to have a blessed day. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. John 15. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except he abide in the vine, no more can he, except he abide in me. I am the vine. Can you hear what he said now? He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing. When you abide in the Lord and he abides in you, what happened? You bring more fruit. You bring more fruit means you are blessed. So what am I telling you this morning? The greatest story ever told, you got to abide in the Lord. Starting from your morning, you abide in the Lord. You put your heart in the Lord. You know that God is the owner of your day. God abides in me, even while I'm in my office. God's abiding in me, even while I'm eating. God abides in me. Jesus abides inside of me, even when I'm doing anything I'm doing. Then when you have that confidence inside of you, you begin to see that they're being blessed. You don't need to struggle too much. You don't need to sweat too much. You begin to see the day being blessed. So I'm encouraging you this morning to abide in the Lord. Abide in him so that he will abide in you. And know that without him you can do nothing. He said in verse 7, if he abide in me and my words abide in you, he shall ask what he will, and it shall be done unto you. Abide in him. Abide in him and let the word of God abide in you. The word you are hearing today is the word of God. Let it abide inside of you. When the word of God when the word of God and Jesus abide in their family, that family is fruitful. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? You cannot do, listen, it's for you to say you can do things alone. No. You can't do anything without God. Do you understand? You can't do anything without God. Even when you do things without God, you know that you have no peace of mind. So I'm advising, I'm encouraging you this morning that it is possible for your day to be blessed. Call Jesus into your life. This is the greatest story. Call him, he's your friend. Call him, he's your lover. He's the one that is so much interested in you, my friend. I'm telling you the truth. This is the easy way to have a blessed day. You are my friend. I can't hide anything from you. I got to give you all that God has given me. You need to love him. Jesus is alive. Jesus loves you. He wants you every time. He said, draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. Draw nigh unto God. Let him be your number one person in the morning. Let him be your number one husband in the morning. Do you understand? Abide in him and let him abide in you. I have nothing else to give you. This is the greatest news, the best good news I can give to my brother. The greatest news, the good news I can give to any person on this earth. The world is filled with a lot of problems. And the world is filled with problems. But the only way those problems can be solved is abiding in Jesus. The only difference between Jesus and any other person that has claimed to be a prophet, even Prophet Muhammad, all those prophets, those who they call themselves prophets, I want you to understand is this. Jesus is a lovely father. Has Jesus ever told you to kill somebody? No, he said love. He said he even told you to love your enemies. Have you seen any place in the Bible Jesus said kill somebody? Jesus said murder somebody? Or Jesus tells you that? But no. Jesus will always tell you even love your enemies. If someone slap you one side, give the other side. Jesus will tell you even when you are told to go one mile, go 2 miles. Jesus will tell you a lot of things. He is a lovely person. He will tell you forgive your enemies. Forgive one another. Jesus is always giving you good news. Giving you those news that will bring life. That is the difference between Christianity and any other religion. Because everything about Jesus is love. He wants you to love one another. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Can't you hear? Read all his writings. Read all his words. He's telling you about love. Even giving his life as a ransom is love. The Bible says he purchased us by his blood. So when Jesus purchased you by his blood, no evil has the right to touch you. No demonic forces have the right to possess you. Do you understand? He purchased you by his blood. Even in heaven, he's always there praying for you. He comes down to dine with you. He's not proud. He's so humble. He's ready to eat with you. He's ready to die with you. He's ready to walk with you. Even inside fire, Jesus is there with you. He will never allow you to be swallowed up. Do you understand? He's the best friend anyone can have. He will never, never disappoint you. That's why I said his yoke is easy. Do you understand? He said his yoke is easy. That will take that yoke upon him. Listen, friend, you got to do this every morning. You press in the morning. Why not just kneel down? Or why not just stay in that in your bathroom when you want to take shower and say, good morning, Jesus. I love you, Father. Take my life. Take everything that concerned me. Why not tell Jesus to possess you? He said, abide in me, and I will abide in you. Even when my Father abides, he said, whatever you ask, it will be given unto you. The word of God is real. All what I'm telling you is the raw word is real. Let God and Jesus abide inside your life. Then you see things about your life will be very different. You don't need to even struggle to humble yourself. When he abides in you, you humble yourself. When Jesus abides in you, the Holy Spirit is with you. I'm telling you, your day will be blessed. I see someone begin to have miracles. I see someone even now, you just got a letter of appointment. Now, a letter of appointment has just come because you've just given up yourself to God. Do you understand? I see somebody even being healed now for hearing this word. You are healed. You have this ear problem that keeps on disturbing you. But God said you are healed because you just regard this word. I've just said now that you accepted Jesus and said, like, look, Father, I'm sorry that you accepted. I've accepted. Abide in me. Immediately that ear is healed. Do you understand? I'm telling you the wrong word of God, that Jesus is the greatest friend you need. When you have Jesus as your friend, your marriage is secured. When you have Jesus as your friend, your job is secured. When you have Jesus as your friend, your children are secured. When you have Jesus as your friend, your nation is secured. When you have Jesus as your friend, everything that belongs to you is secured. Are you listening to this radio show today? Because God is about to do a new thing in your life. If only you can stick to this word and take it unto yourself. Every morning, call unto him and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things and even things you do not know. That is what Jeremiah 33 verse 3 said. Call unto him. Call unto Jesus. Call unto Jesus into your life. Call unto him. And he will show you those things you do not know. He will show you. Do you understand? He is ready to partner with you. He's ready. He's seen you as his child. He's seen you as his friend. He's seen you. He never calls you a servant. He calls you his son and his daughter. Can you take to this word today? Ponder it. Take to this word. Let it be inside of you. Listen to this message again because this it's recorded. Listen to it and let it walk inside of you. As I'm going to close, I want you to understand, Jesus Christ is your best friend. He's the one that will teach you good things. He's the one that will teach you good life. He's the one that will carry you through. You can never make it alone. It's when you have God, when you have Jesus in your life, then you begin to see that word that will say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I want you to understand that situation that you are passing through is gone now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for this word of today. Our day is blessed. everyone that's listening to me all over the world, Lord, I know that your miracle is showered on their life. You said 7 days is a day of miracle, a day of completion. 7 days. So now we're counting six. Yesterday was one. Today is the sixth. You said we'll begin to count our blessed day. Lord, let your miracle be made manifest upon everyone that's listening to me all over the world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you've spoken. And whenever you speak, it shall never go void. We receive you into our life. And we receive that power to make well, that power of success, that power of breakthrough. We receive it now, and the devil is being put to shame in Jesus' name. Even as we are sitting in our office, even though as we are driving our car, we know we are protected because you abide in everyone that's listening to this show today. Everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, I know you abide in them. And that miracle begins to flow in their life in the name of Jesus. Friends, thank you. I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 o'clock by the grace of God. Tomorrow, I'll see you by 10 o'clock. If we don't have it tomorrow or Sunday, which I know that definitely most of the weekends we don't used to have it, but on Monday by 5 o'clock. Tune in. But remember, we are having prayer and fasting the whole of Monday because we is an international global fasting. People all over the world will be fasting for one day because God wants to destroy every hand of the terrorism, every attack of the devil trying to suck blood all over the world. So be a part of it. Tell your friends wherever you are that we are going to have that one day fasting. Prayer and fasting. And look at, I already sent out the conference call number. I sent it out, and I want you to make sure you call in exactly 9 o'clock. I'm telling you, the seat is limited. We just have few seats on the conference. So make sure you get the conference call and the code. It's called first come, first serve. When you call, if you call early, you're the one to get into the conference with us. That you can still observe the fasting and send me a message in my Facebook page. So I say, remain blessed. I'll see you again on Monday by 5 p.m. And also by 9 p.m. when we'll close the fasting on a conference call. Make sure you get the conference call number and the access code. May God bless you. I will see you again. Remember, thank you for tuning in. Bye for now.